I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making those stupid calls. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hey there, prank call fans. Have you ever wanted to watch Carlito accuse a competing gas station of slant drilling? Or have you ever wanted to see Carlito do job interviews that leave people wondering if they just talked to an insane person? If so, then you should watch the new hit prank call video series, Calls of Mass Confusion. That's right. It's all the prank calls you could ever want, but with the whole thing being recorded on video. Watch as Carlito and the gang get people to do shopping sprees, get people to sell them their piss, and accuse jewelry shops of selling blood diamonds. If you're not already watching, you should catch up, because in just a few short weeks, you get to watch Jihad and his camera crew go to jail. So go to YouTube, look up Calls of Mass Confusion on the Jesus in a Dump Truck channel, and subscribe today. That is Calls of Mass Confusion on the Jesus in a Dump Truck channel. Watch, laugh, like, and share today. Carlito commands it.
Calling the vitamin shop. This is Wahab.
Vitamin shoppy.
It is.
All right, great. That's super. Hey, look, come on. We gotta go. All right, we gotta get with this. I need your help. All right.
Who are you?
This is Cross.
Who?
Cross. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
See you later, bro.
No, come on. I need your help. Yeah, I need your help. Come on.
Who are you?
Cross, a customer.
I don't know no Cross.
I'm
Who's
a customer.
Cross?
Why would you know me? I'm a customer. I'm going to come in if you got this.
Okay, what can I help you with?
I need two things. I need Pycnogenol and I need the green stuff.
All right, so come on and get it.
Oh, I need to find out if you got it there. Come on, let's go.
Talk normal or we're going to hang up again, okay?
Let's go. Come on, man.
Bye.
What's not normal about that? Hello?
Thank you, Vitamin Shop.
Hello?
Park. How can I help you?
Hello, I am Mr. Cross, customer. I would like to see if you have two items in stock before I come in. I'm 5 minutes away.
Yep.
Pycnogenol?
Okay. Which one? How many milligrams?
Well, I don't know. It's a formulation. If you could probably help me out. Do you have any that comes with pine tree bark in it?
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
So how many milligrams do you
What's
want?
What's your medium range one?
100 milligrams.
All right. I need a pycnogenol for a 42-year-old human man. All right. I also need green stuff.
Okay, what kind of green stuff?
The green stuff that I've been using for a while with the alkaline water.
All right. Got that.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. What's the formulation? Come on, let's go. Just leaving it busy. Damn it. Hi, it's Carlito. It's the day after Christmas. I think this is Boxing fucking Day. Dwight McClanahan is here. Dwight McClanahan.
Good afternoon.
How come you're up so early? You're usually sleeping now.
I was enjoying a smoothie, I guess.
Bologna smoothie?
I put some sausage in there.
You really hate it when I bring up the bologna thing, don't you? You don't want to admit
I put
it, but...
I put sausage
in there. It pisses you off. Oh, You put some summer sausage here. You get that summer sausage, Pepperidge Farm?
No, I got the extra sausage. I bought it with a bologna coupon.
No, wait, it's not Pepperidge Farm. What's the store that only shows up Christmas time in the mall that has salamis?
Yeah, it's usually Pepperidge Farm.
No, it's not Pepperidge Farm. It's different else. It's something else, isn't it? Alright, shit. Let's see. Mall sausage store. Hickory Farms. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, you know the last time I went to a goddamn mall.
Yeah, also Stupid from Facebook is here. Stupid! Hey, how you doing? No, it's Reclude, everybody. Reclude is here. I found Reclude. Reclude, what's up, man? Welcome back. Yeah, Reclude. Yeah, great audio, like always. Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's going on, man?
Oh, hey, Reclude. How you been, man?
What's up, man?
Yeah, that's Reclude, everybody. We haven't. It's been years, man. How's everything going? You good? You got in some shit?
Yeah, man. I've been doing all right. I've been, you know, doing a lot of drugs, smoking a lot of drugs, you know.
Wow. Awesome, man. That's cool, man. Great. Living the dream, man. Yeah. That Dwight, that fucking Reclude, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I never knew that motherfucker, though.
Well, now you do. It's before your time. I know, right? We fired his ass for you.
Suck his dick.
Yeah, he did way more shows than he ever did. We got our money's worth. Yeah. Here's a business that probably won't make it after this holiday season. That's Big Sears. Yeah. Sound effects only working on one side today. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Oh, you bitch. You bitch. Operator, bitch. Fucking operator, motherfucker.
Sorry for the difficulty. One moment while I transfer your call.
There's a trick. A lot of these, if you curse, they put you through faster. I say that every time. I'm like that old guy that says the same story every day at work. Fuck that guy. Fucking get kidnapped and learn some new fucking stories. Fucking Tim. If I gotta hear a story about sugar-free peach pie again, I'm gonna fucking shit myself at my desk.
Thank you for calling Sears at Irving Park. At this time, we're unable to answer your phone. If you could please leave us a brief
that's why.
Message.
That's why. I bet you if I call that Macy's, they pick up. Oh, shit. Lee Nails. Is Lee Nails a chain? Really? Because I thought Lee Nails only existed where I lived. Holy shit. I had no idea. Unless there's just a lot of dudes named Lee. There are, aren't there?
Yeah, probably a bunch of Asians.
Yeah. Hey, honey, how are you?
Good.
Good. Is Shishu? Can I get Shishu?
No, you have the wrong number.
Well, this is Lee Nails, right? Hello? Lee Nails, right? Hello? Please? No, don't go. Yeah. Here, now it's working on both sides, I think.
I managed to stab myself with a Nutri Ninja already.
So you got a Nutri Ninja? Did you? Well, at least you didn't like saw your hand off, right?
No, the one of the base was on to the cup.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was on all the way, but no, somebody left it on loose. So, of course, it goes to fall, so I go to catch it, and I stab myself in the palm of my hand with it.
Well, that's pretty stupid, because it's called the Fruit Ninja, first of all, right? You know that. Why would you stick your hand out when it's a blade? You know what gravity is?
Well, I was
is?
Trying to catch it. I got reflexes, yo.
Yeah. You try to catch. Okay, cool. Do you also pass the scissors to your son by throwing them at him?
No.
Oh, okay. Usually. He's the one that you got mad at about the...
Usually I tell him to come over. I'm like, come over and get the scissors, and I drop them on the floor and make him pick them up.
Drop them on his nuts.
It's like dropping the mic, but I'm like...
We're calling Walgreens, located at convenient pharmacy drive-thru service.
Para servicio en español, oprima el número 9.
No, I don't want that.
Just so you know, flu shots are still available, with copays as low...
Shut up.
To refill your prescription or check if it is ready for pickup, press 8. For the pharmacy department, press 1. For all other departments, press 2. To hear pharmacy hours and location. For photo, press 1. For cosmetics, press 2. To inquire about a healthcare clinic located near you, press 3. To hear store hours and...
Shut up.
Please remain on the line to speak with a member of our staff.
Those fatties got too many hands today.
Nigerian scammer says you sound different. Why do you sound different? You do sound different.
I'm so sick.
You gotta take your inhaler like you're supposed to. It's been going around, man.
We're sorry, the cosmetic department is not available. You are being transferred to the next available department.
They did give me an option for just like regular, so I had to hit cosmetic.
Thank you for calling Walgreens.
Hey,
how can I help you?
I need help. Let's go. Come on, I need help. I have a complaint to make. There were two associates there working, and they were passing scissors by throwing it to each other back and forth across the aisle.
Okay. Could
and
you
that's
give
dangerous.
Me just a moment?
I have my son Reclute on the line. He wasn't very happy about that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me get you to the person you need to talk to.
Okay, hurry up, because I have my son Jay is on the phone now. He's going to complain about this, because he got caught in a crossfire of this.
Okay, thank you.
And thank God he got hit by the handle part. Oh, we're getting banned.
Hey, it's my music.
It's the number one song on Matt's YouTube. What's this called?
It is pretty popular. It's the Cisco Holter.
Yeah, but it's got a name, right?
Like, Opus number one, I believe.
Tubular bells.
Yeah.
I got hit for a copyright thing on that too.
Yeah, they'll get you for this.
Actually, I beefed with the guy and he took the strength down.
Well, if he tries to do it to me on YouTube, I'll quote the Matt Hillock rule.
Yeah, be like, you let him.
Yeah, you like fucking Matt Hillock, dude. What the fuck? I'll say Matt Hillock sent me. I'll put that in my YouTube thing. My my challenge to it on YouTube.
Right. This is the Hillock principle or some shit.
Like, the Hillock exception.
Like, that's the
hello.
That's like some Charlie.
This
Day,
is Mike Schitz. How can I help you?
Hey, Mike Schitz. Listen, I got my son Jay on the line. We were both there, and we got caught in the crossfire. These two dumbass associates of yours were throwing scissors, saying they were passing it. They were like, hey, he's like, hey, pass me the scissors, and he threw the scissors at him.
Okay.
It hit me in the fucking eye.
It hit him in the eye with the handle.
Okay, what store were you at?
At the Walgreens. At your Walgreens.
At what corner, though?
I mean, what corner? Collier?
Collier?
Yeah. Cicero?
You got the...
Cicero?
Cicero and what was the... Cicero and Fullerton? Cicero and North?
I don't know. It's like... It's split up right there. Like, you can't just cross the street. I don't know what it's called, man.
Okay.
Belle Plaine
so
is
who
right
were the...
there. Belle Plaine.
Okay. So, who was throwing scissors?
These two little jerk-offs that work for you. They was like, hey, pass me the scissors.
What, guys or girls?
Two monkey-looking guys.
Okay, first of all, I don't even have guys on the floor right now.
Yeah?
All I have is girls. So that's why I'm asking you which store, well, because I thought I heard you say guys.
Your store, motherfucker, you, is what it is.
You know what?
Ah!
Oh, no.
He didn't like that.
Tinychat.com/ZaxIntel.
Thank you for calling Walgreens, located at the southwest corner of...
Just so you know, flu shots are still available.
Cicero.
To refill your prescription or check if it is ready for pickup, press 8. For the pharmacy department, press 1. For all other departments, press 2. For photo, press...
Oh, hey, there we go.
You like that one?
Hello, thank you for calling Walgreens. How can I help you?
Hey, can I speak to Mr. Schitz?
I'm sorry?
Mr. Shits. I think he's the manager there, Mr. Shits.
Mr. Sitch?
Shits, yeah.
One moment, please.
Thanks. Got him.
Got him.
I like that part right there.
Where it changes chords. You like that?
It's a perfect song.
It's hard to clap along to it. If you try to clap like,
it's got the same. It's got the clapping beat like in remember Return of the Nerds 2, where they're doing that clap.
This is Mike. How can I help you?
Hey, Mr. Shits. We see you and I got disconnected.
Okay, first of all, the last name is Sitch, not Shits. So let's start again. My name is Mike. How can I help you?
Hi, Mike Huck. Problem is that your girls, I'm sorry, were over there. Look, they're really kind of, you know, I smell tuna when I'm there, you know what I mean? So I was a little confused, but they are girls.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know what?
Chicken butt.
You know why?
Chicken thigh.
Chicken thigh. Bam.
Got him.
Okay, what store were you at again, sir?
Cicero.
What's the cross streets?
Cicero.
Cicero on what?
Man, it's, I don't know what the other street is. It's by Bell Plain.
Cross Street.
Yeah, just give me the main artery. Give me the main cross street
cross
besides
street,
Cicero.
Are you?
Bell Plain.
All right, there's no need for that language.
All right, hang on, that's my son.
Because if you
that's
call me that
son.
Again,
hey,
I'm hanging
wait,
up out.
That's my son, he said it, and it's not me. I'm sorry. I'm working on it, I'm sorry. All right. Take it easy.
All right, so why didn't your son call for a manager if he got hit in the eye with scissors?
Oh, he was real upset. I sent him in there for something, and he just came out and was like, hey, my fucking motherfucker hit me in the fucking eye, he said, like that.
Okay, and why didn't you come back into the store then?
Fucking girls hit me in the fucking eye. They're fucking stupid.
All right. So why didn't you come back into the store and report it so I could get your son medical attention?
I have to call. He doesn't need medical attention. It was just a handle. He's not, he's not a fucking little girl.
Okay, well, your son just told me he got hit in the eye with a pair of scissors.
Yeah, but it was the handle end. Obviously, if he got hit with the blade, I fucking would have done something. Hello?
Yeah, don't be stupid, sir.
You see? You see how upset you made him? He's autistic, man. You know how long it's going to take me to calm his ass down now?
Father.
All right. What were the? Do you remember the girls' names? They're all wearing name tags.
What was their name? Do you remember their name?
I think it was like Tits. She had the Tits McGee or something.
What was her name?
Tits.
Did you
like
Toots?
Yeah, McGee was her last name.
McGee? I don't have anyone with the last name McGee. I just have... They all have their first names on their name badges. Plain and simple.
Chesty, and then there was the fat, the fat girl.
Seriously, guys, Chesty and Toots? Really? You're wasting my time for this.
Mr. Shits.
Really?
Mr. Shits, come on, Mr. Shits.
Yeah, Mr. Shits,
what
motherfucker are you?
Mr. Shithead. Mike Shithead.
Mr. Shit Asshole.
All right. Guys.
Mr.
One last time. What were their names? Their names are on their name.
Chesty. There was the fat one, the fat girl.
Fat girl named Chesty.
No, I don't know if her name was Chesty. There was the fat girl and then the girl with the big chests. You know, the big tits. She had like big tits. She's up more up there, you know?
Labia.
Hold on.
Labia.
Labia. Show me your tits!
He is taking this way too serious.
He really is.
Like, he's like really trying to get to the bottom of this. So
he's trying to get to the bottom of it.
Another good name is Hootie McBoob. That's another what Homer's name and tried to change, get Mars changed to Chesty LaRue.
Chesty LaRue. Hootie
McBoob. Hootie McBoob. Good night, Hootie.
Again, anybody out there in Radio Lance? Some of us are in tinychat.com/ZachSintel.
Chest in the room. He just said, are you, wait a minute, chesty and toots? Stupid. I gotta do something about these sound effects in one ear. This is bad, man. That's half of my gimmick. Oh, yeah, that was on both. You guys can't tell on Skype, it's mono shit.
Oh.
Oh, he's got a chicken. He's got the peck peck chicken. All right, I'm gonna. Let's call Jimmy John's real quick. They're freaky fast, is their motto, so we can prank them real quick and we'll be on hold still. Or we'll lose him. Whatever. We've had fun with him. He's on hold on the other line. Oh, crunchy line.
Hi, for fun. Can
we just
help you?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm not doing it.
Oh, man. I can't talk to you. Your phone sounds bad. I'm sorry. You have a piece of shit
okay.
phone. All right? You stupid,
oh, no,
stupid,
sorry.
Stupid asshole.
Do you want something?
Yeah, give me the manager.
I'm going to get my velour jacket.
All right. Walgreens is ringing. They have a hold limit and it starts ringing again. That's how retail usually operates. Mr. Shits. It'd be great to call a bartending school, but they're closed today. Damn. Alright, I'll call Lucky Grill. I'm gonna guess that's Chinese. Only Chinese like to use that lucky word.
Chairman?
They're all about luck and fucking bullshit. They're so lucky they have more fucking poker champions.
From Milwaukee.
Hi, Shishu. Shishu.
Hello.
Shishu?
No.
Shu Shishu.
I think you have the wrong number.
Shishu.
Sheesh.
Sounds like crap. I think that only happens when I have more than one call on the line. I don't know. It seems to be sometimes some areas when I call them, they sound all. Yeah, it's still doing it here. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Like, I can call other places and they sound just fine. Some of them sound like that. I don't know.
I think it's something you did to anger God.
You think so? Jewish Federation. Oh shit. They're probably not gonna answer today. The Irish American Heritage Center. I don't imagine they're there today either.
Palestinian Liberation Army?
Yeah, we're gonna call all these. Oh, they don't even have an open a phone number. Car washes never answer the phone. They've got a number so you can
Is there an office of the car wash?
Sometimes, but usually it's just the number you leave a message at, like, hey, fucking machine ain't my quarters, or you've scratched my motherfucking car, motherfucker. That's what phone calls they get. That and telemarketers.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Guys like that. Like, boy. Oh, this sounds crunchy,
it
too.
It still cracks me up and so smut every now and again. My God, this fucking guy. Hi there, layaway lay. I don't think I know you.
That's Recluse. It's Recluse.
What's up?
Oh, yes. How you doing, buddy? Okay.
Let's see. I have to pick a different place. See if the phone calls sound better there. That was helping out last time also.
We got Dark Stranger in the tiny chat.
Get out.
Jim Bob and Taylor.
Hi,
Thanks for calling the Fenton Target Store. On Saturday, December 31st, the store will be open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. The store will be back on their normal business hours on Sunday, January 1st. Our hours have changed for the holidays. To view specific holidays...
Yes, is her hair looking real?
Please hold while your call is transferred.
Maybe for the holiday? Looks what? Nice.
Do what now? Your hair?
DS got her hair looking all nice.
Oh, wow.
Hair did.
Thank you for calling Fenton Target. Can I help you find something?
Yeah, you're over there sitting around acting like you own the place with your new hair for the holidays. Hello?
Mailman walking around like he owns the goddamn street. You're going to have to do more walking than that, Charlie.
Yeah, you have to do more walking than that, honey.
Hello, this is the LOD. Can I help you find something?
Yeah, hey, LOD. How you doing, Laud? I had a complaint. My son there, I have him on the phone. He's a little bit upset because you guys sold him the wrong thing. I sent my wife there to get his birthday present, and she went with it written down and came back with an entirely different thing.
Okay, what was the item?
They weren't helpful. There was a scary, mean man, he said. He started yelling. He said, "What do you want, motherfucker?" He said like that.
I'm sorry.
You said that to my son?
Who am I speaking with?
You said that to my son?
A big, mean, scary man.
My name's Rex. That's my son you're talking to. All right? And he was treated very rudely there by your staff.
And do you know the staff name?
What was the staff's name, Jay?
I don't know. It was just a big, mean, scary man. He was a black.
You know that
Give me
guy?
One moment.
Okay. Running up all the blacks now. Again, on that radio there, she gets on that radio of hers like she owns a damn store, calling for all black people on duty to come to the front.
All black associates to the back of the store right now. We got
right now.
Can you give me a description of the man that you encountered?
Black, short hair.
And what time were you up here?
What time were you up there, Jay? Explain.
It was like about maybe an hour ago.
Okay, and what area of the store were you shopping in?
The main area. The main area.
I'm not sure what the main area is. If truly you were harassed by a team member here, we do have to review the videotape. So I do need the specific time and location and description of the person that you encountered.
In the main area, he was a black. He was a black in the main area.
I'm sorry. Main area is just not a good enough description for us to be able to review anything.
Well, no, they're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be in the back. They're supposed to always be in the back. They're prohibited from being in the main area, I thought.
I'm sorry. Who's supposed to be in the back?
He was wearing a red shirt and khakis, motherfucker.
If you're gonna swear at me, then this conversation is done.
I thought I was talking to a friend. I'm sorry.
No. If you need to make a complaint, you can come up here in person, and we can review the videotape together and find the team member.
Don't listen to me. I got you on tape.
You don't have to be like that. All right. Listen. You don't have to be like that to my son. All right. He's autistic. He's just trying to get help, all right? I'll take over if I have to. But please don't hang up the phone, please. You are the LOD and you have a duty to do, okay?
Yes, I understand that, but right. I was being sworn at. So if that is how
well,
the
let
conversation
me, let
is
me be
going
the, Let me be the parent, please. Let me be the parent, please, okay?
Okay.
I don't need you to be punishing my son, all right? That's just as bad as
I'm
you.
I'm not if, punishing
that's
him.
As bad as you as spanking him like this man threatened to do to my son when he was there.
He said he was going to take me to the back and show me these pictures, he said. He said that I would like it and that it would only just be... He said something about the tip. something about just a tip of something, or I don't know. I was just scared. I was real scared.
Give me just a moment. I can't bear talking over one of each other. He's saying that his friends are what do you want me to do? Okay, if I'm just talking with one of my peers here. If you do need to file a complaint, you do need to come into the store, and we do have to put it into our computer and take an official statement from you.
Like in the main machine? Is it the main machine?
The main store. So you do need to come up to the front and ask for the LOD, and if you want to make an official complaint, you do need to sit down with us so we can input it in our system.
Is he going to be there? Is he going to still be there, though? Because I'm not going to, you know, I don't know.
Nope.
I don't want, you know, that thing. I don't want to do that thing.
Nope. The same person should not be here.
How can you guarantee? Will all blacks be in the back? Can you promise? Because they're not supposed to be in that area.
Who am I speaking with? Because that is extremely inappropriate.
We've already told you. We have a complaint. Okay? We don't have to give you our identification. We know our rights. We know our rights. We know our rules.
I had a really good idea. I didn't get to say it. I'll have to save it for the next one, perhaps. If I don't forget it. Don't let me forget that thing.
That thing, that thing.
We're running up all the blacks. Peace fries. Peace fries. We need all the blacks peace up front. Peace fries. For interrogations. Peace fries. Oh, not again. Peace fries. Peace fries.
Peach dick.
I haven't done this in a while. Let's do some get your shit out of here calls. We can send them all to Starbucks. Let's call Starbucks first and find out what is here. We just need to get these people's name, manager's name or something. And then we're gonna send people back to get their shit out of my Starbucks and say that's the name. Oh, it's been a while since I did that. It's always fun. That's on Calls of Mass Confusion coming out sometime.
That the Disney Vault's going to be open.
Yeah, it's a big rumor.
Thank you for calling Brighton Starbucks. This is Alyssa.
Hey, what's up? Alyssa, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing horrible.
Can I ask why?
Oh, because I'm just not feeling too good today. You know, I woke up real late.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah, you know, like, I woke up kind of late. I was just laying here thinking, you know?
Frank caller. Yeah, I'm here. I think I was like in the Peach Fuzz, but now I'm like kind of like in this track.
Oh, you like Peach Fuzz though.
Yeah, but this is just a smooth. Yeah.
Called the color of the scent of coffee, the fragrance of dark coffee. That's the name of the song. Here we go again with the bullshit crunchy song. Oh man.
Hey,
Big Susie.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Alyssa at the Starbucks.
This is who?
This is Alyssa at Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you need to get your shit out of here.
Excuse me?
You guys need to come over here and get your shit out of our store. You guys had some shit delivered over here. You guys need to get this shit out of here.
You know, I really don't appreciate the language.
Well, I don't care. Just come get your shit out of here because you got 5 minutes before I start throwing it outside in the heat. And it's going to get messed up, and it's going to get messed up.
Oh, my God.
It's gonna get messed up, but it's
gonna get messed up. This place is—I had never seen a Burger King next to a McDonald's, and I lost this fucking damn it! I lost the Starbucks' location. Now I don't know for sure. Ah, shit! We have to start this all over.
You know, I tried watching Bad Santa 2 last night, and I had to turn it off like way later than I thought. It was so bad.
Really?
Just terrible, like unwatchable. Like I turned it off.
Hello.
Right at McDonald's.
Yeah. Hey. This is the manager here at Starbucks. This is Rex.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just talking to Alyssa. She works here with us. All right. And okay. You guys had a bunch of shit that they left over here.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you guys had a delivery over here. A whole bunch of shit they got left over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the address on the boxes and who's it addressed to?
It says 8515, but then it came to us at 8481. We don't need that shit.
And I don't need you speaking to me in that tone of voice.
God damn it. Listen, you got 5 minutes to get that out of here. I'm going to start throwing it out. All right, I'm being way too angry at this.
It sounds like you're almost drunk at work.
That's what I usually do when I get all fucking emotional with them and shit. Yeah, but here's a mistake. I'm not calling a shopping square. That's my mistake. It has to be those super centers or whatever they're called. You know what I mean? Like those shopping centers. Here we go. Here's one.
With the strip malls and stuff in them, too.
Yeah.
The strip mall, motherfuckers.
That one. There's not. They usually got GameStops in them. Hang on, I got an idea. Maryland. Maybe in there.
Anybody who's thinking about watching Bad Santa 2, don't do it.
I could have told you that, and I didn't watch it. I could have told you that shit stunk on ice.
Like, I pirated it and felt like it's suicide. Like, I was watching it, like, almost like out of curiosity.
Yeah.
It was so bad, though. Like,
hello, thank you for calling Beef Coffee and Tea. This is Austin.
Hey, Austin.
Yes.
Oh, hey. All right, yeah. I can't do this shit with you, motherfucker. All right?
Thanks for saying quality, Austin.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I can't. No, he's another one of those. It's random places are constantly like that.
It almost sounds like it's like a VoIP. Thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's like a data loss.
I think it's just a certain company or something. It's weird.
I think
it's like on the back end.
Stores, they only have like VoIP lines and probably don't have them working quite right.
Right.
And maybe since like you've got so many connections on this and you know, like if you just called that thing, it probably wouldn't do that.
Right. You know? Yeah.
But
I should get a hold of my provider. They'll be like, hey.
Thank you for calling Paley Asian Diner, located just off the Swan Road in the Hunt Valley Town Center. We appreciate your patience while we are assisting other guests.
Hey, somebody wants to start.
You are at queue position one in the queue.
Position one.
Oh, Aaron and Aaron. Nick Caesar came on Tiny Chat as Aaron and Jim. It's fantastic.
Hey, well, how may I help you?
Yeah, hey, who am I talking with?
This is Zachariah.
Oh, hey, what's up, big Zachariah? How you doing? Really? All right. Oh, well, he's a fucking dick. All right, good.
That shit.
I'm happy I'm doing this. All right. Let's start fucking with him.
I noticed that I must be losing a lot of weight because the coloreds don't call me big man anymore.
They call you big man.
Like, I got a lot of hey big man, can I help you or can I get some money or?
Yeah, they're really big on that. They think it's so fun.
Yeah, big man, but it hadn't happened anymore. So like, am I shrinking? No more big man.
I take that as a win.
Good evening, Hunt Valley One. May I help you?
Yeah, hey, this is Austin.
Okay, how am I helping you, Austin?
Hey, well, I was just talking to Zachariah.
Who?
Zachariah, I'm here at Payway.
You know this is a liquor store, correct?
Yeah, well, you guys got your shit delivered here. You guys need to get this shit out of here if you don't mind.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm at the Payway, two doors down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I work here.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys got a bunch of stuff delivered here. You need to start getting it out of here. We're going to go through it and take whatever we want.
You're saying that there was a delivery there?
Yeah, but it came to you guys, but they deliver it here. We signed for it. It's a big whole bunch of fucking boxes of wine and shit. We're just going to start going through these if you don't get here soon. I'm just letting you know right now.
Right. And you work there?
Yes.
Are you the manager there?
No, I'm not the manager. The manager's not here today. He's got the day off.
Oh, I see. So if I were to go down there, it would definitely be down there.
Yeah,
it's not a hoax, is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, Zach. No, Zachariah. They go by Zach.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go check it out for you in the
hurry
future.
Because if you don't start, get over here. I'm going to give you 10 minutes, and I'm going to say, hey, guys, go ahead. Start taking. We have a shift that comes. They're coming off at the top of the hour. It takes about 10 minutes to get changed. And I'm going to let them know they can take whatever they want out of the back out of these boxes if you don't hurry the fuck up and get over here. Because I don't have time for this. I got a lot of shit I got to do.
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, Zachariah, I'm going to go. I'm going to come over there
Let's go.
Let's go. And I'll check it out for you. Okay,
right,
there, Zach.
Up. Let's go.
All right, buddy.
Let's go. Let's
go.
All right. All right. First of all, I started out using the wrong name.
He bought it.
No, I don't think he did either.
I think he was fibbing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so,
buddy.
Too.
Check it out.
Okay, there, buddy. Yeah. All right. The first two ladies were incredulous about it. If I would have called back, I could have pressed it, but their connection sounded like shit. Yeah, and I used the wrong name. I got the right name. I'm Zachariah at Payway, all right?
You know, maybe that's a good thing. If you work in a store, and if you can just fuck with the phone lines and make them sound shitty, then you don't got to deal with people ever.
That's true.
You just pick it up, and it's like...
Yeah. Hey, you guys talk amongst yourselves while I get some water, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay. Hi, everybody. How y'all doing out there in Radio Land? DS's cats getting all cat knitted up on cam. We got a fat cat displaying its crotch and presenting, and it's quite a thing. We got a sleeping dog, and we got a drugged up cat presenting. What was he going to get to drink?
Some cocaine water, yeah.
Oh, that'd be neat, kind of, wouldn't it? I don't know, nummy throat, constant throat nummy of it. Maybe, I don't know. What was that thing about Stevie Ray Vaughan used to just drink like Jack with that in it, like every morning or something? Some old story. I'm drinking a couple ice houses this evening, and then I'm going to switch to the, an egg hatch me. I don't know what that is. Switch to the old style old man beer. Been all about that lately.
Yeah, I'm starting to, I'm going to start watching this, show that's on A&E. That chick Leah Remini or whatever
Thank
her name
for
is, where
Noodles
she's
and Company. To reach
talking shit about the Scientologists.
Extreme couponing.
If you would like to place a to-go order, please visit noodles.com. For all other calls,
talking
press
about how
two.
They're like pieces of shit and they're creepy motherfuckers because she left the
Thank
church.
Thank you for catering. Calling Noodles and Company. To reach
noodles
our
and what is Noodles
press
and Company?
One. If you would like to place a to-go order, please visit noodles.com.
Can I talk
for
to someone here?
For all other calls, press 2.
Huh?
Oh, hang on. I was waiting for the option to talk to someone.
They're too wacky with their noodles.
I can't find my phone.
Oh, I think Noodles and Company's a Chinaman place.
Would you like a spoodle? A spoodle of noodles?
Noodles and Company is a big chain.
Noodles and Company, I'm Bill. Thank you for speaking. Can you hold on for one moment?
Well, no, this is Zachariah. I'm here at Payway next door.
Can you hold on for one moment?
Yeah, hurry up. Let's go. It's another shit connection.
Oh, Jim Bob the Inhaler. I finally get what you're talking about. The bird egg hatchment. Yeah, I thought you were saying that I got hatched out of an egg. I didn't read it correctly. So, yeah.
That's really weird.
He's got a baby bird. Yeah, I thought it was like some kind of dig at me. Like, hey, like, looks like you hatched from an egg, dummy, or some shit. This is what I was thinking as I didn't read the whole thing. Noodles and Company. I think, yeah, it's like a Panda Express type joint, isn't it?
Kind of, but noodles. A lot of broth, brothesses.
Because I knew this one crazy, like...
Thank you for calling Cold Farm Valley. This is Steven. How can I help you?
Steven, this is Zachariah. I'm here at Payway across the way.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys need to get your shit out of here, man.
Hello?
Yeah, you guys need to get your shit out of here.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean.
I'm Zachariah at the Payway next door.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do we have that's there?
They delivered a whole bunch of food over here, and someone signed for it, and we're not the address. We're 114.
Okay, that's not a problem for us to come and get it, but you don't have to be rude.
Yeah, you need to get over here and get it. You got 5 minutes to start coming and get this stuff, or I'm going to start throwing out the back. I have room for this. We got to break stuff down. It's Monday. We got to break stuff down. And we're busy.
That's fine. Can you... Okay.
What?
We're busy, too, and I'll get someone to come over to pick it up. But you don't have to yell and be rude.
How long is it going to take?
I will have somebody come...
Oh my god.
No idea. I was totally muted, so they may.
That's fucking funny.
So you had like two business. Oh, it was your bed? Oh, bad. My. I thought you said. I think, remember the old bed loop? The squeaky.
Oh.
Thank you for calling you.
Early in the morning, and I'm like, I'm not gonna talk, it's too early. But the end's all the way in Amsterdam.
The end's fucking, you met him.
Noodles and Company, Hunt Valley. This is Tanisha speaking. How can I help?
Yeah, this is Zachariah. Come on, how long is it going to take you to get someone over here? Just let me know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
If you calm down for a second. Someone is on their way over there now.
Thank God.
But what I was trying to explain to you is we did not know that our stuff was delivered there.
All right.
So you don't have to yell at us because we will come and get it. It's no problem.
It's just we have this problem a lot with, you know, the Pete's Coffee, you know, those Pete's across the way.
I'm sorry that happens, but we will come and get it, but we just didn't know that it was delivered there.
Listen, honey, they come over here, they accuse us that we went through their coffee and that we kept it. We're not like that, you know? They're so mean to us, and we don't deserve it.
Boss, what do you want me to do with this shit?
Yeah, you know what? Start take all that meat that you want to take, go ahead and take it. She said it's okay.
Fucking barbecue.
Yeah, the girl at Payway says take whatever you want. Go ahead. You guys are on his way then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, take the best of the stuff and hide it in the back of my in my part of the cooler. Okay, all right. Well, who's coming over?
They should be over there by now.
Okay, right. Well, I'm Zachariah, okay?
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Alright, let me try to call Cole Fire.
Bye, bitch.
My second favorite line from the movie Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, when Tom Tallis is leaving his parole officer's meeting, he says bye and puts on his jacket and set, and just the way he says bye, I love it. Rest in peace, Tom Tallis.
Uh-huh. Look, I only saw like two episodes of that. What's the deal? Is he so...
Thank you for calling Cold Fire Hunt Valley. This is Simone. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm Zachariah. I'm over here at Payway right across the way.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys need to get your shit out of here, you know? They delivered some shit over here that belongs to you. It's not ours.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to get that out of here. You need to get someone to get a hold of me. I'm Zachariah.
Okay.
How long is it going to take to get some motherfucker over here?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize all of our stuff was over there.
There's a lot of fucking of your stuff over here, honey. Okay, all right. Now we're not 112, we're 114.
I understand that.
And I don't know why the hell this shit keeps happening with these people.
That's not my fault. That's the delivery person's fault.
Yeah. Well, they're stupid. And who's your delivery person then? He's a stupid asshole.
Who signed for it?
Ida Zachariah.
Well, why didn't you redirect them over to here? If it
I didn't
happening?
Know. Listen, we got a wait over here. We're in the weeds, and I just know we got some shit back here being sent. I just signed for it. When I start opening up, it's all your shit.
Okay, I understand that. How much is it? What type of delivery is it? It's just like plates
it's
and
food,
napkins
food.
And all that stuff?
No, there's tons of fucking food here.
Okay, can I just take down your number and call my GM, and I'll be right back with you because I don't know how to
568-1911.
I'm sorry?
568-1911.
All right. I'll give you back a call, okay?
Yeah, hurry up.
Okay, bye.
In the weeds. You were saying you watched two episodes of what? Because I was talking about a movie, Henry Ford Service Serial Killer. In the weeds.
He's in the weeds right now.
In the weeds, we got Charlie on the wire. Charlie on the wire. Charlie on the wire. Oh, yeah, maybe DS. DS is trying to figure out what Carly was talking about, trying to piece together his mind now, like it. Take this shit. I worked at one job and I would just always just like fucking go in the back and clean the warehouse and always had shit like this playing and the guys would come in and just laugh at me. Like this fucking guy back here.
Hey, Matt, you do me a favor. Can you do calls? Yeah. I guess you could do calls right now the way the shit was working recently.
Oh, yeah, if you want me to...
Because I gotta help unload stuff to bring them upstairs.
Like IRL you gotta
Yeah.
I can just... Let's see. Let me just...
I think you could just do them, right?
Here, I'm just gonna... Let's see. This is a Wendy's. Let's see. I dragged in the Wendy's.
Weren't you guys just dialing yesterday?
I dragged some in, so let's see if it picks up.
Thank you for calling Wendy's. This is here.
Hey, is Heidi there, buddy?
Heidi is not.
God fucking damn it. God damn it. Fuck you. Okay. Cool. It works, bud.
Bye, asshole.
Hello.
All right, look. So you can call it. Yeah, call the telecom. Give me, I need like 15, maybe 20, because it's going to take me a while to unload this shit. My bad.
Okay. Sorry. I'll just do stuff. I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, if you and Dwight and Reclude here can figure it out for a little bit. Hey, that's the shopping complex I've been telling that I'm Zach.
Is everybody still there? I don't hear anybody.
Reclude's having trouble. He's gonna have to figure that out. All right.
He's got mic issues.
Anyway,
we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, that's the payway in this plaza is the one that I was calling as okay. Zachariah. If you guys want to mess with more people around there. But if not, do your own thing. It's going to take me a while. I'm sorry. Bye.
Maybe
bye.
Dark Stranger wants to join us.
Yeah, maybe. Bye. I'll be right back.
God bless you. All right. So you got this Google Map thing, and can somebody do the numbers? One of you gentlemen? I can just call usual things. Ba-ba-ba-ba, evil Artie, crazy old spaghetti, crazy call number. I'll just start calling shit. Mm-hmm.
We try to connect your call. Please wait. Please hold while we look up that number.
Okay.
I just called the whole thing back. Is it still doing it?
I don't think so.
Oh, did it work?
Oh, yeah. My man.
Hang on. Is anybody listening to the stream still? Let's see. Hang on. Let me.
Oh, yes. I just heard myself saying that. All right. I apologize for the technical issues, everybody there. That something's going on today. We're having issues. If somebody wants to go through that Google Maps and get some numbers or something.
I can find random.
Or just, but that's one. that's what he was doing. But yeah. This is Aaron and Jim, just to hear it. And yelling old cat Canada, I'll call after that. I'm just gonna call.
Brother Carlos doing his thing?
Please leave your message for
Aaron and Jim.
Aaron and Jim. Now, see, it doesn't, like, fully hang up, though. Because, like, I hung up on it, yet it's now it's sitting there with a blue outline of it. It's weird. I don't know. Something's going on. But where's some... Yeah, just any number. What were these numbers earlier? Mm-hmm. You have... Where's something that'll, like, talk for a while? There's the plant. Let's see. Roy Boob. Oh, yeah. We can say Happy Christmas to Roy Boob.
We never talked to him in the night.
Roy Boob. Oh, it is kind of... It's weird. Didn't even see him. I didn't think of it as a night. Always kind of the same thing. Come on, Roy. And see, it's not ringing now that I'm calling things. So I don't know why, but I assure you people out there in Radioland, it is ringing right now. We're calling Roy Boob. Yeah, like when Carlito calls things, I think it was ringing earlier, wasn't it, guys? Yeah. Call failed. No, Roy Boob. Jeez. Let's try Phil, because maybe Phil will work, because maybe it's coming through from, like, Carlito's thing or something, you know? Maybe it doesn't come up. My who know? I don't know. I'm guessing it's chicken. Party City, DS Town, Philip R. Gordon.
Closed.
Hey, hello, Phil. Phil, Happy Christmas, buddy.
Oh, I was gonna tell him you got the cancer for Christmas.
Let's see. Here's a dog.
Got high for
seller.
Christmas.
Nice. Yeah. I do that in my face. Oh, hey, Roy Boob. Happy Christmas, buddy. God bless. Okay, this is a dog food seller, DS.
That dog food.
Hello, Roy. Roy. Hello, Roy. He keeps picking back up. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something weird going on
the
with this whole...
The TechNow subscriber you were trying to reach is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
Oh. I click hang up on it, but it seems like it hangs around. You know?
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To
see,
replay your message,
I don't know who
press
that's
1.
From.
To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Hello?
To replay your message,
hello?
Press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4.
I'm
to cancel this
very
message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Again. Someone come in tiny chat and tell us what to do.
Okay, I'm not calling anything else. We're just going to sit and talk.
Sit in chairs and talk?
I forgot about sitting in chairs and talking. Crappy.
I'm a cool dad, Stanley.
Yes. Yeah, anybody wants to come on? I'm getting like a hiss from somewhere.
I think it's Reclude Zone.
Okay. Hey, it's all better after that. Oh, wait.
No.
of like going on. It's going to suck because I'm going to have to piss. And I don't know.
You can play music into your headphones. That'll be quality.
Oh, like, I don't... I'm just trying to... I don't know. Guess what?
We could take what a break and just be
But yeah, just have music. Yeah, I'll just be like 2 seconds. Some of you guys, just fucking talk for a second.
Nobody's here. Talking to me. They all
Let's
hate
beat
me.
Our dicks.
Oh, there.
I'm over here.
Hey.
Let's have a dick measuring contest.
Oh, yeah. I'd call one of these Overheaters Anonymous meetings, but my tones aren't working.
Yeah, we can't get it to work.
Yeah, it's not working, yo. Damn. Shit is whack.
I blame Santa.
I can't believe Carlito's still unloading stuff. What the fuck? The fuck?
Oh, God. Someone should really play some George Michael.
Somebody's getting their asshole fingered tonight, I tell you. Tell you.
More than likely.
Check in the email. Check in the email. Doodle-doodle-doo.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
Nick Nobody... is drawing pictures in Tiny Chat.
Profit now. Do you want to work from home? No.
Are we reading our junk mail? That sounds fun.
Go to the junk folder.
See who has the best junk mail. Let's see.
It's like, do you want to increase your penis size? Well, of course. Can never be too big.
Let's see what's in the spam. Oh, that's not interesting.
Hey, Mom, did you see how the laser lights go through the humidity?
What the hell?
Is he talking to his mom?
He's talking to his mom, yeah.
Mama Hill looks awesome.
I think he said something about his robot legs going through the humidity.
Yeah. Oh, I've got something in Japanese. I can't read that. Cyberstep. Hmm. They look legit.
Wonder if there's anything interesting in my, in the fake Facebook accounts that I have that I use to troll with. Let me go look.
Hey, how's it going?
Remember the account we used to have for, like, abortions? We used to piss the off what? Irish people.
Oh, that is, well, the fucking, the LOL, congratulations on your it's new baby boy. Again. LOL, JK, it's an abortion. Like, yeah, I made a shirt of it.
Yeah, I remember how pissed off they would get, though.
Oh, they were furious. Holy
shit. And they were up from Ireland, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, snails.
Hey, that fucking Ilok.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm in the passenger seat of a motor vehicle.
Ah, who's driving you? Oh, it's Nick Caesar. I didn't see it. Pull it back up, please.
What did Mama Hillock get you for Christmas, Matt?
It's like... Silly stuff is pointless.
Great. I got two, bud.
My friend gave me some cool markers in a sketchbook. It's like, other. Let's see, what'd you say?
I'm looking at it.
I can't see it. Oh, butt slamming? You've been butt slam? Yeah, I got
it. I'm looking at Facebook Live, and on the left it always shows like really popular streams. And they have Alex Jones up there right now, and it says, Red Alert, Obama signs bill putting CIA in control of media.
Somebody gave me this, like... This
He's so
awesome. Alex kind of, Jones,
like,
my
tight,
dad.
Tight blue Superman shirt that I don't know or I'm ever going to wear.
I'm surprised Alex Jones' head hasn't exploded yet. He just gets so angry.
He's on his way to a heart attack, buddy. You ought to watch it. Somebody ought to do him panic.
He's like,
Mom got me this shirt that says drink more kale. But
that's cool. I like that.
Well, you can have it. I brought you up when I got to say me and Des can wear this together because it's like made out of like nylon material and it's 2X long sleeve.
So it's like really, really big and satiny. Like, I like the idea of it. But nice.
You just need a girlfriend. She'll wear it.
Alex Jones,
the t-shirt.
Yeah.
You're liking the single life, though, aren't you, for now? It's all right.
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
I'm doing all right.
I didn't mean to bring you down, sir.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't at all. I'm just like, yeah, this is fucking...
this is fucking ridiculous.
It's like... Oh. I don't know why. I mean, it's nice. I like giving stuff, but yeah, it's just pointless. Like, it was just another day. Like, I didn't even go. Like, I was just here with you guys on Christmas Eve and then didn't even go over there because she called me early in the morning. She went to the sisters, said, like, the little baby was sick with the croup and didn't want me to get sick. So I just sat here all by myself Christmas Day.
You could have called my real phone.
Yeah, I don't know if I know it anymore. Legend fucking always gets me out of my, because I haven't saved this new thing, and then, like, I don't know why I never noticed 813 is him, but I'm always like, who the fuck is this? Like, I answer really, like, not like, hey, buddy, but like, yeah. Like,
fuck what? You.
Like, kind of. Aaron and Jim. Aaron and I don't want to call
put
anything.
You on speakerphone. You could have talked to my grandma. Remember the time you swore and shit at her?
You.
I put her on the show.
You telling me about that, but of course I
sorry,
don't.
Sorry, I keep saying it. Yeah.
No, no. But I'm saying, of course I don't remember it. I don't remember
it's funny.
Shit.
It's funny.
You know, I wish a really Merry Christmas to Aaron, but I wish a really shitty Hanukkah to Jim. Fuck
yeah. Happy Kwanzaa. Thank you. That's all I need. Hell, you're not a fool.
Sure. Jesus. Come on, man.
Hello.
Samantha was saying today, because you know her fucking Instagram is I am George Michael.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram.
You don't fuck with it?
Yeah.
I like it. And then, anyways, I just put all my Instagrams on Twitter, and then they go to Facebook too. It was like all one big thing. And I think like Instagram, like Facebook owns Instagram now, right?
I don't know.
I know. I'm pretty sure.
You know?
Yeah. What's he drawing? Let's see. What's he say? Z100 the gerbil. This is 100.3 FM, the gerbil. You butt slammed. Scary minus art.
Yeah, if you want to see some live drawing.
Fucking great art. This guy on Instagram. I can't like your pictures everywhere, Nick. I see him on Facebook. I see him on Instagram. I see him everywhere. I'm trying to think of somebody that might stay on, Human Meds. You think they'd stay around?
DJ Poolscape. I wonder he's off.
DJ Poolscape. We can just wish him a happy Christmas.
Yeah, he's not really funny.
We can try, but yeah, let's try. Okay, I don't know. I have phone number busy right when I try. Okay, I have this one saved as dirty fucking immigrant nut. So this could be good. Dirty fucking immigrant cunt. I like them all like Pokemon. I got you, Aaron and Jim. It's just, yeah. Dirty fucking immigrant nut. Deceptive jerk. Maybe I could just read off all my things.
Maybe you should call a bunch of them at the same time.
No, because then all we need is one to get stuck on again and it fucks everything up. Yeah. That's the thing. That's why I'm not.
Let's call Linux. I want to call Linux.
Don't
please.
I have reached the voicemail box of 3109279398.
Hang up on this.
4, 5, 2, 6.
Yeah, like
numbers.
I can hang up on. Oh no, it's not.
Oh no, see, it stays on. It's something with because the way he's doing something with that program. Like I think I can call things, but I can't hang up on him. So now we're gonna leave this dirty fucking immigrant a long message.
Carlito and his newfangled technology.
Yeah, like it's neat. I can't call things. I can't disconnect the calls. So that's the thing. So,
what? Do what now? I'm back. What happened?
Oh my god!
What happened?
Beautiful.
What happened?
Oh, I can call things, but I can't hang up on them.
You can call.
So
things?
We were stuck in a loop of that weird connecting call thing, and it just wouldn't.
Really?
It wouldn't hang up.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
That whole time.
Like right now, we're leaving. Oh no! I ended up. What I have to do is if I disconnect my whole call.
Right.
And call it right back, then it's gone. Like here, let me. I just want to show you this. This thing.
Don't get stuck on it again.
Well, he's here now, though.
So did you get to do calls?
Not barely. Like we just. But
we try to connect
here, like this. Okay, now Carlito, watch like this thing.
Please hold while we look up that
look,
number.
I hung up on it on my end, Carlito.
Please wait one moment.
But I can't
do... happening.
Second, secondary and alternate options.
See what I'm saying? It's like hung up for me.
Please wait.
That's weird.
I think it...
That's
is
weird.
It like through whatever program you're using? Does that dial it as well, maybe?
No. It's Skype. But it's just surprising that they're letting you even connect calls now. You know, that we learned that, but...
Yeah, well, I think you just disconnected it somehow, though.
I did by hanging it up, because I'm posting
Oh,
the call.
But I'm saying you're able to hang things up, I'm not able to hang things up.
Yeah, if I would have known, yeah. How long was I gone? Like 20 minutes?
It was all right, man.
It wasn't very long, actually.
We got Snails, we got DS here.
Good. Dwight's here still? Yay, Dwight, yeah.
He's checking his junk mail.
Recluse heel. What did I just say? I'm Prankmaster.
Yeah, he was saying he had some cool shit on Facebook, live shit, but like I can only pay so much attention. I'm freaking out that because then I didn't want to hang up on the thing because I'm like, it's going to go off the air.
Yeah.
And that whole thing just doing this checking secondary call number, and I'm trying to fucking get rid of it.
But what I just realized, we could have hung up and had you host the Skype for a while, and
that would have worked.
And it's because it's not tied to it. It would have let you go on because it's a weird.
Maybe if I did the / live, like if we would have just ended the thing and then if you would have just ended the thing and I just did / live, then I'd host it. I think.
Okay.
Like Zax is always talking about.
I don't know.
Because some days we'll leave like a party time thing up for like a week or something. But he can just like bring it back to life.
Live. Let's call Payaway. Hang on.
Red Hot Pussy Seltzer.
I feel like a weight's off my shoulders.
You couldn't handle the pressure.
And I was like, I gotta piss.
Thank you for calling Payway Asian Diner, located just off Shawan Road in the Huntsville.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Windham Valley.
Horse.
Yeah, is that Zachariah?
Oh, I dig the weird hat.
Zachariah?
Yeah.
Yeah, did anyone come over there looking for some stuff?
Some what?
Did some people come over looking for some stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No problem.
All right. So I was just curious.
Yeah, is that it?
Were there a lot of people?
Yeah, it was like 10.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Wow. All right.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, because you were kind of rude to me on the phone, you know? I didn't like that.
Yeah, no problem, man. Sorry about that.
All right, well, and I forgot what my issue was at first even, but, you know, sorry to bother you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, he's a nice guy now. I feel kind of bad. Except someone else over there.
Maybe he realized he could really fuck
him. He realized he was a dick to me.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hey. This is Carrabba's, right? Yeah, this is Zachariah Payway.
Okay.
Yeah, you know where I'm at, right? Right down the way?
Right around.
I'm right around the corner at Payway. I work here. I'm in Zachariah. I am Zachariah.
Hold on, please.
Shit.
Let Carrabba's Catering bring flavor to your office.
The hell? Maybe an alert went out to the whole complex. Let everybody know.
Hi, Carlina.
Hey, what's up, Evil Artie? Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, it's great. Speak up, motherfucker.
Evil Artie said he was man in the glory hole when I added him.
Yeah.
What?
All circuits are busy now.
It's hurting me more each minute.
Shut up.
Thank you for calling the Green Turtle Hunt Valley. This is Megan. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Zachariah Payway.
Zachariah Payway? Hi, yeah. How may I help you?
You guys need to get your shit out of here.
Okay, do you want to talk to my manager?
Well, whoever got to talk to. Listen, you guys had a bunch of stuff delivered over here, and you need to get this shit out of here before I start throwing it out the window.
Yes, sir. Let me get my manager,
let's go,
okay?
Let's go.
I'm putting you on hold for a moment.
People really don't like that let's go, clap, clap, clap thing. People straight up just hang up on me for doing it faster than if I would have cursed them out. I could say the nastiest thing and it might even stick on. But if I go, let's go, clap, 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 they take a lot of offense. Especially ladies. They don't like that shit. Yeah, so how's the heat over there? Snails, how you doing? That's great, man.
Everyone's very quiet.
It's cold balls here. Feels like minus 21 or something.
Well, you're the closest person here to Iceland out of all of us, so.
That is very true.
And Greenland, which is a lie.
Greenland is icy, and Iceland is green.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to order myself a burger.
The original real estate scam.
I've been doing that a lot lately. I get these, I'm all about these turkey burgers from this busy burger place.
The original Ponzi scheme, the naming of Iceland and Greenland.
Right.
And the Vikings.
Busy burger.
Buy some property in beautiful Greenland.
Buy some land.
Right,
buy some land.
It's greener than Iceland. Vikings probably, damn, yeah, Iceland. Like,
thanks for holding. This is Ashley. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey, Ashley, you guys need to get your shit out of here. This is Zachariah Payway.
Fucking goddamn immigrants.
Yeah, you guys gotta get your shit moved out of here. Think there was a delivery over here?
Okay. What
yeah.
was it?
And we need to get it out. It's food. It's a bunch of stuff. A bunch of food.
Okay, well, first of all, this is the first I'm hearing of it. So
yeah, well, second off, then you need to get this shit out of here. And for the thousandth time, we're not 118. You guys are 118.
I don't deliver, so...
We're 114. We're 114.
I'll come get it.
Let's go. We gotta go. Let's go. This food's gonna start spoiling pretty soon that you got delivered to me. I'm gonna throw it out the windows. All right, they're on the way.
Dude, the being super mad at them, like, really gets them moving, you know?
Yeah. Let's go.
Like that kid doesn't give him a chance to call bullshit when you're giving him the, like, fucking get here right now.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
A trick, yeah, that's the trick that football coaches use.
Yeah. Oh, what was that?
I don't know. Just go. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. Just clapping.
Like I think I can get through to like a lot of things with just acting like I know the people. Like, hey, how you doing, buddy? Yeah. Like, I can get through like a lot of bullshit with that. You know.
Oh yeah, they teach that.
Psychology.
Ponzi schemes. school.
You should run a scam church like Brother Carlos.
He's everything Brother Carlos says. He starts with "Hello, friends." Think about it.
Think about it. Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, friend. This is Zachariah. I'm here at Payway.
What did we make the thing for?
You guys need to get your shit out of here, out of the store.
Oh, yeah. We came together as a city and we got a lot of shooting done.
You guys had a bunch of stuff delivered here at Payway. I don't know why. Some delivery came here. It says for 118. We're not 118. We're 114. Oh.
Do you know what the company was?
I don't know what company it was. We're in the middle of a rush here. All I know is that fucking Brother Carlos came from the back. Was like, oh, yeah. Hey, we got a delivery. And like, today on a Monday? I don't think so. And I went back there and it's all your stuff.
Okay, we got our delivery though. And that's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know, but you guys got about 5 minutes before I start throwing this stuff out the back door so it can spoil.
Hey, man, do what you got to do, man. Don't threaten me.
Well, you need to get your shit out of here. He doesn't care. He does not give a shit. Most of these supervisors will be like, "Oh, fuck! Don't do that! No." They're seeing their bottom line going.
Immigrant motherfuckers.
Yeah. He doesn't give a shit because he knows fucking they don't get deliveries today, so.
Oh, I guess that's kind of a bad day for, the delivery scam.
Yeah.
Maybe you could, maybe DHL, they delivered in Christmas Vacation on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
true. They came and gave him the Jelly of the Month Club thing.
Yeah, on Christmas Eve, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he got stuck between the things, but here it is.
Yeah. I don't know why that kid went there. Wasn't it just some kid? Like, I was like, I'm sorry, sir.
No, it was like some man, but he said like the kid knocked it between C or I think maybe he said no, he's like a grown dude. Like some schlep that works for fucking DHL or Christmas Eve. Okay.
He's a grown man with children, motherfucker.
I got issues with people breeding. I don't think it's a wise idea, but it's a whole different thing.
Let's ask for fat.
By the way, congratulations.
Oh, I don't know why, but thanks. Yeah. Hey, we're calling for Fat Girl Clothes. Sorry, Dark Stranger.
Hey, we gotta wear stuff.
Yeah, hey, look, do you have girls for fat women? Do you have
girls
clothes for
fat
women? Clothes for fat women?
Yeah.
Okay, how fat of a woman can come in?
26, 28.
All right. Well, how tall are you? You sound like you're like 5'2", 5'3".
1 second.
Okay.
Size 28.
Girls Jesus. For fat women.
What is like? I'm rocking these 38 pants all the time. 28.
Oh
small.
No! It's not the waist size. It's like women's clothing size is messed up.
Fucking broad.
I don't know what
that
like
okay.
It's probably like 50
12.
Inches or something. Thanks for holding. This is Candace. How may I help you today?
Yeah, so 24. Like, how many is that a man?
A 24?
A 24 in man units. How much would that be?
I don't know. You know, women's clothing and men's clothing are sized differently, correct?
Well, that's what I'm asking. 24 equals what in men's?
Oh, I honestly do not know.
Oh, well, like, how big a girl are you?
I'm not that big, but...
Oh, well, you work a Lynn Bryant, though. I mean, you're a big girl, though, right? You could probably lose, like, what, 10, 20, 30?
I'm actually not. I'm actually small. I don't...
Oh, can I talk to
here.
A fat woman, then? Because you wouldn't understand. I can hold...
But, you know, if you were to call Joseph A. Bank... They would actually be able to help you out more.
You think they can, like, translate that into man units?
Are you trying to wear some of our clothes?
Why? Would that get me a different kind of service? Is that what you're trying to say?
Like, no,
Why does it matter? Why does it matter? Why are you asking me like that? I know my rights. Why are you talking like that? This state has a no discrimination law. Excuse me.
I understand that, sir, but you did say you want to speak to a fat woman and not me, and that's discrimination as well.
Well, yeah, but this is a blue state, and the size of your, you know, your belly isn't protected under the, you know, the laws of the state. But my sexual preference and my gender identity is.
I understand that, sir.
Yeah, don't be trying to act like you guys are some kind of
I'm not getting rude with you, and I would appreciate it if you would not get rude with me.
All right, well,
I'm trying to provide you with the best customer service
possible. Okay, well, this is a blue state, all right? So if you can transfer to a fat girl, I can maybe get the help I need.
Sir? If you wanted a size 24, you can come in and try on a 24. We do go up into a size 28. We start at a size 14. If you would like to come in here and try those on, we will be more than glad to help you figure out your right size. But I do not know the actual conversion between a man and woman's clothing. But I would be more than happy to help you figure that out if you wanted to come in and try on our pants.
Okay, well, but you can't just tell me how big a girl you are then?
Sir, I do not shop in here. I am actually one of the smallest women in the store.
Oh, so, but that's why you can't help me, though. You don't understand what's going on.
No, sir, I understand.
Like, I'm supposed, like, you know, you're not a peer, you know?
I understand. But like, if you wanted to come in and try those on, we can help you and figure
like,
out
listen,
that
and
way,
I don't mean to. I don't mean to offend. But you sound like African-American woman also, right?
Yes, sir,
like,
I am.
You know how black people have a sound to their voice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you have that too. So, I mean, you really don't understand where I'm coming from. You couldn't understand. Like,
because
you know,
I'm
when you look at
a
nature, woman. You look at a nature and you see bluebirds with bluebirds and cardinals fly with cardinals, you know.
Well, you
and
know what,
mockingbirds fly with mockingbirds.
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Excuse me, you're a male. What size would a 24 in women be?
You stupid, it's in men. You see, you don't even know. You can't even understand the language.
Sir, you just called me stupid, and I'm still trying to confer, do customer service with you. I can't hang up.
Well, you're trying to say 24 in men's, okay, honey?
No, sir, I did not. He is a woman. He's in our store, and I asked him what is
a
size convertible in a 24
woman. He's a woman.
For a man.
Another mistake. You got -3 points already on this out of 10.
You know what, sir? Do you want to come in here? Because right now you are really upsetting me,
this
and I'm trying to provide you with the best customer service. You have been rude calling me a black, skinny woman who won't understand where you're coming from. I would rather you come into Lane Bryant Hunt Valley location so you can come see me and we can do this face-to-face instead of over the phone.
All right. Can I talk to the man, though, please? Honey?
I am the man or the manager?
No, the man. The man.
Okay. 1 second.
And lower your voice. Hello? Hello? It's a damn shame it's breaking up so much. Damn.
Black fat girls matter.
It's not that bad, buddy.
Black fat girls matter.
Tell her she sounds fat.
She does, though. Come on, what do you picture when you hear that voice, right? Like, you know that movie Borat?
I don't know, it sounds like she could take a load to the face.
Well, if you're into that, that's fine. Yeah, sure, man.
Like I said, I think that she's just the old colored lady that happens to work this fat girl store and just hates it and is trying to be polite and kind of like hates the world.
She's not old. But she's 30s, like, 40s maybe.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think a lot of people, like grown ups, I don't feel grown up yet.
You're like double her age, probably.
That's oh, I know, feels. Probably. Yeah. But I don't feel like
you call her grown. Because she's a black, like she's an old. If she was a white girl, you would say white person. You say, hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is still a woman, though.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, so did you find a man yet?
We have a man in the store.
Wow.
And your question that you wanted to ask him.
The conversion between a 24 in the store, it would be a 38.
It would be a 38.
Yeah, I didn't say axe, and Okay, there you go, Matt. There's your answer. There you go. That's what you are, right?
Yes, because he
that's what
work
I said. I said
so
I'm rocking a 38.
Can't him
that's,
on our phone.
That's not that fat.
Because it's the company phone.
That's not that fat, though, because Maddie's 38, though, you know?
No.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know, unless you have anything else.
We got to the bottom of it, yeah. At least.
We got to the bottom, and I don't know what else to tell you. Thanks for
I
your
guess,
help.
I guess You're all very... we really need to do is cool it.
Your associate was really rude to me when she was talking to me. She was very prejudiced.
I was listening to the conversation, and I didn't hear any prejudice talk
well,
going
she,
on.
She kept saying, you people,
I
you
did.
People.
I was standing right next to her the entire time, and I did not hear you people come out her mouth.
All right, yeah, listen, well, with all due respect, you said axe instead of ask
no.
to me. So what you heard probably doesn't mean much of anything, what you claim never heard.
Well, actually, I graduated with a 4.9 and was a valedictorian of my class. So I do know the difference between ask and ax, which you say, which would probably be considered as ebonics, but it translates as the same thing.
Yeah, but you said ax, though. I mean, and you're at work? You're in a professional setting?
Ask.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
Right. What product do you use in your hair?
What product do I use in my hair?
Well, I'll just it'll answer some demographics here about this issue that I'm having.
I use shampoo.
What
I use
kind?
Conditioner.
What's the brand? What's the brand?
Tresemme.
Ah, of course, right? Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Is there anything else you need, sir?
What kind of perfume are you wearing?
I'm not wearing any perfume.
Oh, of course, I understand. That's typical, you know.
And typical of what?
Well, just of these kind of issues that I have with people like you, and the lady I was talking with.
And what are people like me, if I may ask that also?
Ignorant. It's ignorant.
And what exactly makes me ignorant?
Well, you said axe instead of ask. That's for one.
And you also do not know how to formulate a question. So would that make you the same thing?
All right. So, all right, Dave, you're going to bring out your big red marker to mark all over my paper. If that's the way you need to win, if that's the way you need to prove to yourself, you know, that you won, go ahead. All power, more power to you.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that, honey. That's nice.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, honey,
baby. Is there
baby.
Anything else you need?
Honey, baby, sweetie, labia, vulva.
Is there anything else you need?
Your vaginal secretions.
Is there anything else that you need, sir or ma'am?
I need I'd like a nice lady.
Well, there are plenty of websites for that. Is there anything else we can help you with?
I guess not. I'll transfer you through to Dark Stranger. Maybe she has something for you. I don't know. I'll take this a different
route. You said transfer me over to who?
This broad. Hey, Diaz. Woo! You there?
Hi, I have a couple of questions for you in regards to dating my friend here. Hello?
Hello?
She's consulting.
Yeah.
She's having a sidebar.
See, if it's a love match.
She's having a sidebar real quick over there. Come on.
Hey, lady. Or gentleman.
Oh, I heard it, BB.
Hey, Carlito, and I have a pearl party in the thing.
Oh, yes. Let's all watch the pearl party. I keep remembering Matt telling the guy that he loved how his strong hands were killing...
What? What it is?
Lane Brown Valley, this is Nisha speaking.
Yeah, do you ever shuck oysters? I like to see your strong hands, like getting in there and killing them.
Sir.
Your big bare hands.
If you do not stop calling this store, we're going to have a serious problem. I really tried, me and my associate have tried our best to help you.
It's associate. Associate. Associate.
What did I say, sir?
You said associate.
Well, how about this? I don't care. You can stop calling this store because I'm sick of it.
Here we go.
You have to stop answering the phone.
Here we go.
Shut up. Shut up because I'm sick of it. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a great holiday and a great New Year. You call again and we're going to have a serious problem because I'm sick of talking to you.
Typical reaction.
How
it always ends up. Are you going to go riot in your own neighborhood now?
Calm down, lady. What's wrong?
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Women hate being told to calm down.
Tell her all lives matter.
The worst thing.
I can't do any. I can't chat in this pro party, though.
Yeah, there's no chat, but we've got our phone number.
Well, right. So we got to listen to it.
Yeah, okay. We can basically disrupt her thing until she picks up the phone.
Is it safe to share that with the people to watch while we do it, or no?
The people. It's got to be, or it's pointless, right?
Yeah, well, we get audio. I wouldn't share it in the chat.
Okay.
Well, if you think it's safe to share it in the chat room or wherever, because right now I'm going to...
I wouldn't share it in the chat. I mean, share it in here.
Oh, here, okay.
But you get audio through your end.
Oh, yeah. All right. Cool. Audio. All right, and that's the number to call. That's there.
Yep.
Looking at my Gucci is about that time.
Excuse me.
With a dip of toe and a bag of wax.
Listen to Dwight smoking weed over there for the first time. Wow. Man.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
really?
He is. Yeah, he got his card and everything.
Get out of here. For real, man?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the club, my friend.
Sick as hell.
Yeah, sick. Right. That's what I would say. That's what Matt said to get his card. Oh, I'm so sick, Doc. I need to get high.
I got the dizzies.
I'm so sick of people.
South Bronx.
Oh, I hear the phone ringing.
South Bronx.
Oh, I hear the phone ringing.
She's confused.
Do you roll the best weed, Dwight? Because you've got it going on.
She picked it up and looked at it.
Yeah, she's like talking to herself, trying to figure out who the fuck this is calling.
I forgot to play it. Get that audio going.
Your call has been forwarded to an audio.
She's very concerned.
It's frozen on mine with her, like, making a voice.
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
All right, let's play.
Just the little,
she's not gonna pick up again.
Rattle
now?
Like bell, the ball.
I think if he keeps calling, she'll eventually do it. It's gonna piss her off.
Yeah, so you only hear a stutter in the audio.
Hey, do y'all happen
she gets
to have
a ring?
Okay, Miss Sally, landline. Next.
The landline for this house.
Oh, she has sexy tattoos.
Miss Sally, you here? Yes, Alyssa, she got like a silvery purple mermaid.
I got a serious delay, though.
It was really pretty. Here, I'll shut
you. Oh, yeah, if I'm watching the video while I'm listening to your audio.
I don't even think
She just keeps looking at the phone. Come on. Why can we not share this with the fucking the
because
chat room?
Rats,
hey, Pooter.
You think it'll go too bad?
Even though I just left you, like,
they'll end up writing this
20
up.
Minutes ago.
Contacting the lady.
I gotcha. Yeah. We should do these on party time, because I wouldn't care. I'd be happy to share. They can say this.
It is.
Oh, look at that little.
She's putting it in the fortune teller ring, too. That's going to be perfect. Miss Sally, where are you at?
Miss Sally?
Can I should I start giving
my
it
mom's
angry
the same
faces,
way. She,
maybe? How's that? It starts. I don't see him go across the screen, though.
Yeah.
Do y'all?
Do like,
yes, I did
I'm
read your text. I'm sorry,
that.
I just haven't responded to you.
Yeah.
It's not doing that live thing like it does for other people.
My mom does that. She buys Christmas gifts for the dogs.
Your call.
Jack Russell was still alive. Yeah. She loved to
Can you get a friend or a family member's number?
Shit.
Call everything.
And then,
it's going to go good.
Can you get a friend or family member? Can you get a friend or family member's number to change the ID to?
And take it and go play. And
that could be neat.
One of them who's chatting right now in there?
Hostess party, so all the hostess stuff is up for grabs. and I need to write down.
Well, it'd have to be a cell phone. I don't know. I can keep. She won't buy. She's doing something to ring her now.
You should. Hey,
I think it'll just be funny to get them both ringing at the same time.
You know, like weird texts, or like just start texting weird pictures.
Oh, you gave me two numbers for her. I'm sorry. Well, you gave
me she got the landline number too.
Oh, shit.
Already, I talked to her earlier today about booking a party, so that's one of the three bookings for the White Pearl Strand.
Ooh, white pearls are the best pearls.
Sex talk code?
Sexual date code. Up.
This sounds like it.
The nasty way. The
White Strand. Y'all, I don't know where Sally went. We must have lost Sally. So let's move on.
Tragedy,
let me just fill out what Sally's getting.
Sally died.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Sally. Rest in peace, Sally.
The number you have reached, 563.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
The number you have reached, 563.
Cut that number off.
The
link. Give me 1 second. Let me do a refresh.
Let me refresh my page because she's really delayed.
Alright.
Let me do a refresh. Down to 36
viewers.
Yes.
We have 36 viewers? Oh, she is.
She has.
I was gonna say,
oh, whatever. You're Heather, way better. Yeah, you're about to get Ms. mad. Stone. Like, I gotta have more than that.
I gotta go. I can't do this for only 36 people.
30 sucks. 36 is good numbers for parties.
That's a lot of numbers.
You're up to 75 now.
She's getting frustrated now.
You know, I know. I'm seeing it. I'm watching. You know what it'll be neat to do? We should. It'd be neat to just take the video off.
Your call has been forwarded.
I can bomb her. I got this thing where I can just like do a whole bunch, go out at once. She turned her ringer off.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
It's funny when the ringer's on and it goes, it's going.
I wonder if it's nothing to do with the call. with the auction. Like, they don't call in to bid or.
Okay, so Scott answer.
I like to call him and just say, when the taxi going to get here? Like, I'm all fucking drunk and shit. Or when's the pizza going to get here? Shit,
let me check.
Stop calling!
Yes, I have a size 8,
I got cough drops
in
Matt 92.
Your call
fucking
has
been... Fucking immigrant motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's just fucking pick up.
Yes. Let me know your work schedule. Don't you work at the 1 on 5? I can bring it to you. I'm like 5 minutes from you.
Maybe I'll change the editor house number. Maybe that'll fuck with her.
Okay, y'all. Or that I love you guys, but we have got to get rid of these.
She's about
to please,
go.
Please, 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 take one of these, Ashley.
Up the ass.
I've got to get
she's auctioning. I thought she was like closing.
I don't know what you want to send.
She
a
was showing
to her
fingers.
House.
She was saying,
pies,
"Take one of these."
Pizza pies,
this
maybe?
Is possibly her cousin.
She was holding her fingers. Please take one.
Hello,
of these.
Hello, Miss Melissa. Miss Teresa, I'm about to check my messages. Hold on.
Checking the messages.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
All right, I'll try her cousin's ID.
I'm liking just Dark Stranger being like the hacker. Like,
yeah, where'd
that
come from?
Like, I've got this right here. I've got the schematics for you. I've got this. I've got.
I need dark glasses first. Black hat.
I got all her secrets.
I got this.
Okay. And Miss Teresa, I got you. I will write you down.
Write down whether he's pissing.
I always feel like if I don't get y'all something good, I let you down. Alright, I'm gonna pick two and I'll
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Damn, she wouldn't even answer from her cousin.
She's looking at it.
I think someone may have ratted us out.
Oh,
okay.
See what I'm saying?
As in, it's Carlito,
like,
or it's
Hank's
the hack,
really
the people that call.
I really like Destiny. So this one is
she says something
really
about prank
dark,
calls.
Dark, 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 and this one is really thick and chunky.
That's
what the hell is she doing?
So do you
cool
want
shit,
dark,
anyway.
Or do you want?
She's selling the well.
Clams.
People pay for jewelry, and then she'll open up these oysters digging out the man-made pearls inside to put into the settings of the jewelry. So they do it all on Facebook Live.
Yeah. Murderer.
It's fun stuff. It's fun stuff.
Oh, I got her. I got her address. It's
South Bronx. South Bronx. South Bronx. Hey.
Yep. She won't answer the phone. So.
Right, here's her address. Sorry, I could have shared that information earlier.
Yeah, you really could have. I'm calling Noodles and Company back. That was the black lady that got really mad about me calling to get her shit out.
Now I'm just watching this lady shuck oysters. It's like,
thank you for calling Noodles and Company. To reach our catering specialist, press 1. If you would like to place a to-go order, please visit noodles.com. For all other calls, press 2.
I think I got her phone number.
Noodles and Company, how can I help you?
Yeah, listen, I called earlier because you people need to get your shit out of here.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I was talking to someone over there. She was going to send people to get your shit out of here, out of my store.
Hey, Ro.
Hello, this is Romaine. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hey, I'm a big fan. I called earlier. Your people were supposed to send someone over here to get your shit out of here, out of my store.
All right, please don't call back if this is a prank call.
It's not a prank call, man. I'm just telling you, your shit got left over here. There it is. They know, man.
Was his name Romaine?
Romaine, I said I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and his nickname was Ro.
Try that last number I put down there. I think that might be her number for the landline.
Okay. Oh, okay. Here we go. So we still got her. So it's good that I still have this tab open.
Yeah.
Keep stupid on. Pearl.
It popped right up when I popped her address in.
Free me. So we can wait and see if somebody gets a wipe. Miss Sally wants to take it from you. Okay.
Hello? No, she picked up and hung up.
I didn't even hear it ring.
Yeah, I didn't either. Let's hear that ring on the video. You guys are listening too, right?
Okay, Brandy, are you here?
Yeah.
Miss Brandy.
I can tell she's getting
frustrated. No, not for the mystery hostess, guys. Not for that. I'll let you know if you win. Swirl of Pearls, $29.60.
Hello?
Yeah, I wanted to buy some of them clams.
Yeah, well, you called the wrong number to get clams, buddy.
Listen, motherfucker, you. I need to talk about the clams that I need to buy. I want to buy 4 of them.
You do?
Yes.
Well, hell, you better call another number then.
Isn't your old lady over there selling clams?
Why would my old lady be selling clams?
Oh, I don't know. She got a big fat clam between her legs. Maybe she's selling it off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're an asshole. You know that? You're really asshole from the beginning of this call.
Well, then don't call me back.
Well, fuck you, motherfucker. All right. I don't think that was the house.
No, it's the number that is associated with that address.
What a real motherfucker.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know, it might be that that's just an apartment building, and like that's the manager or some shit.
No, it's the same last name. Yeah.
Right, I kind of want to save the number and call them again. On party time.
I'm calling them now.
Oh yeah, please do, please.
All right, let me save it.
Hello. He hung up and. He picked up the phone. Yeah.
Doom. Doom.
Well, okay. Here we are.
That's a nice little track right there.
I got that lady with the oysters muted, and I'm just kind of listening to the music here. Right there, it's kind of porno.
Yeah. A little something.
It's Call the overeaters. Let's see what they're up to tonight.
Yeah, I'll be pulling it up here.
I got it.
You want to call Fart Africa?
Yeah. Oh, the farts down in Africa.
Let's trade sex stories.
Yeah, get those garbage hotels.
Hello. Please.
Oops, I dialed it wrong. Shit.
Invalid conference code. Hello.
Anybody want to talk sex stories?
Welcome to the conference calling.
Only if
the conference has not started. If you are the host, please enter your 4-digit host code to open the conference.
They're really big on.
If you are not the host, please press the star key to connect to the conference and wait.
Did she say press the darky?
The darky.
Darky? It sounded like darky.
We will now connect you to your call.
There's someone here, right?
You need to press on that darky.
Is there another one going on there, Dwight?
Yo, someone link the post. What, Reefer Madness, what are you looking for?
Oh, I got it. I got it.
What post? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, the thing? No, they don't want that. They don't want the clamps.
Welcome. This service is provided by Free Conference.
What are you talking about, Matt?
Reefer Madness.
Code or phone number you have dialed is incorrect.
Please
check your credentials and try again. You entered that. If you are the host, press star now. Otherwise, please wait and you will be joined into the conference.
Oh, pressed. You're doing that too? I'm like,
I just looked at you and we're both like,
I'm totally bobbing my head.
Nobody there.
It says it's a 7:30 start, so it may be 15 minutes, but that's the next one.
Yeah, they're busy eating right now.
I didn't know if they, maybe some of them jumped off. But at 7:30, it looks like a bunch of meetings.
That's prime time for overeaters.
Three, four. Do you want to call the person that's in charge of the meeting and tell them to fucking start the meeting?
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, come on, man. Wait.
Not getting any skinnier. It is the Overeaters Anonymous.
Start yelling.
Let's go.
So, we're done with the clam lady.
I think we're done with the clam lady because she doesn't want to pick up.
Because I'll shut her.
Yeah, shut her
thing.
Off. Bitch.
She's bugging me with the fucking stupid tattoo and fat arms.
Those aren't the kind of clams you want to see, are they?
What? And there's on Dr. Steve Rule, there's the clam guy. The I'm Mr. Clam or whatever. Fucking thing. I don't know, but Scott Clam. He's like a little helper kid. I think his name's Clam. I don't know. There's no chat. Oh, I can turn the text chat. See what the people.
Please leave
talking.
Your message for 28.
Yeah, big girl ain't answering.
There's another Pearl.
Is that a new one?
Like right now. Yep.
A little different.
My head.
I like to do blessings and pearls. So at the beginning of each video.
Blessings and pearls.
She's going to do a blessing here for everyone to waste spend their money on her pasta.
I agree. And even if the pain does go, the memory is still there. The thoughts and question marks is always. there.
Do what now?
I said to remember Prince had that Diamond and Pearls song and the other two broads and they were like Diamond and Pearl that dance around with them.
I remember a strand of pearls baked into a pie. Wasn't there?
Yeah, 4 and 20 blackbirds.
Yeah.
Wasn't there something in that video where like he's like got a fork in a pie and a strand of pearls is coming out of it?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the cum coming out of his pie, he was saying, I think. Something like that. I don't know.
And wasn't he a weird Jehovah's Witness? So the whole thing about him is strange.
Have you seen the Kevin Smith thing, right? From way back when
the story of about
Prince Land
story.
Yeah,
like I haven't. You know, like I'm sure he's told the story on a lot of things.
Yeah,
but about filming the thing and. But yeah, it's like all that shit ever comes out someday.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so many people have weird stories about Prince, man. Anyway, so she's selling pearls. She's doing a blessing right now for everyone to spend money on her pyramid scheme.
Pearls.com, or you can go to iPearl. on Facebook.
Dancing in a nightclub was at First Avenue where they filmed Purple Rain, because I was like, we're staying the time we're on the stage. So I had to dance around that.
Oh, nice. It's another Kevin Smith thing.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You got them pearls?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and give you an order. I like 4 clams, please. 4 clams. I like the real stinky ones.
I can't sell you just the oysters.
Well, but I got cash money. I can pay.
I'm sorry.
I'll pay over the phone with cash. Here. I got it right here. Look, I'll read the numbers to you. Oh.
Hey.
She looks so confused down the
I'm sorry.
Oh, I wasn't looking at the
Okay, sorry about that. Leah, yes you can. Yes you can. And Lisa. Okay, I'll get you. Alright, so here's what we're doing. We're doing an angel party.
Give her angry faces. See if she likes it.
Oh no.
They don't go flying across the screen for me though.
He wanted this guy wanted to pay over the He's calling me again.
Hey,
let's pay that? Over the phone and order just 4 oysters, the stinky ones.
Your call has been forwarded to an.
All right. I'm sorry.
Didn't you call him clams, though?
They call them clams. They take a real offense to calling them clams.
People that have lost children, spouses, brothers, sisters, dads, just anybody. And Leah, I should have it.
She won't answer again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
She's giving these weird, funny.
All right, so I missed y'all too.
All right, I'll change the ID to something. Maybe that'll increase my chances of a new pickup here.
Tell her to not do mirror on her manicam, because I can't read the sign behind her. It looks like it's telling me to go to the left. But I think it's really, like...
I'm going to try to instigate it a little bit. BRB.
Oh, there's Matt's...
I'm able to buy the oysters by themselves.
Someone's calling you, Matt.
Yeah, I got to get food.
Yeah, answer the phone, Matt.
That's his turkey burger.
Is that an actual, game show from the 70s? Or did he just... This is a random tune he got...
Sounds like Donkey Kong.
No.
She's still Donkey talking about
it. Yeah, but like Nintendo 64.
I'm not sure. Now there's other people calling. So you can go to iPearl on Facebook or blessingsandpearls.com.
Like the video.
Oh, you're fine.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
Oh, man.
Put Angel as the hostess. It's you tonight.
Any ideas to get her to answer? Any alternate numbers we can try?
7 o'clock, and Danny reminded me it was at 6, so I still have my Christmas stickers.
Oh, my God, this lady.
Who wants Christmas stickers now?
Falling off now. So we'll stick to the Christmas stickers. I should have got
all right, one last time.
Some theme stickers. Sorry.
Our call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
Just turn it off.
Your call has.
You're bothering her though.
Awesome. So I'm going to turn my phone off because people are repeatedly.
Josh, hold on your Dodge Dart. I got a missing somewhere on mine, and I'm not sure what it is. I want to see what you got on yours.
slide on lever, strike dash, pop rod. The rod must push diaphragm back, or it can move back. Air must be forced out in. This causes the diaphragm to move slowly. When throttle lever is moved away, spring will force diaphragm out. Air will down vent. Dash pod is ready to work again. I don't care.
The rod? What they're talking about?
I don't care what that looks like, Jerry. I'm telling you what the dash pod is. Where's the dash pod on here, Jerry? Oh. Dash pod is inside, Jerry, where it's hooked up at.
You have
a point. What the fuck was that?
I think Jay is playing.
Jay was playing, but that was some weird shit.
Yeah, he's the one who keeps blasting the music and doing stuff.
Yeah, stop that. Do we have more numbers? I gotta wrap it up here, actually. Pretty soon.
Yeah, the overeater just starts in like 7 minutes.
Alright, I'll hold on until that. We can mess with him once, so give me at least 7 to 10. Jay, stop playing the sound effects. It's killing everything. It's killing the mood, man. You're really killing it.
My bad.
Right. What mood did I kill?
Whatever. Oh, not you.
I went and got... You girls see this in tiny chat? Look at this.
Let's see your burger.
Look at the hamburger.
It's nice thing.
Nice hamburger. Oh, look, yeah. Parkman sent numbers.
It's a turkey burger with Swiss and bacon with onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
This is my new jam. Like, I've ordered the same thing 10 times. No, always a turkey burger. Different cheese and bacon options.
Hey, look, I found the Plaza Hotel where they filmed Home Alone 2. Brad should call this place.
Okay. Oh, someone Justin wants to broadcast. All right,
thank you
buddy.
For calling the Plaza Sorry. Hotel in New York City. To speak to the operator, please press 4.
Please wait. You are being transferred to the operator.
Place like the Plaza.
Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're a real piece of garbage. You're a real piece of garbage.
Who are you talking?
I'm talking to you. You're a piece of garbage.
He should have never said that.
who are you talking to? Don't you stop with me. You don't know me.
Talking to you.
Thank you for calling the Plaza Hotel in New York.
Please wait. You are being transferred to the operator.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Plaza. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, that guy just hung up on me. Who does he think he is?
I'm not sure who he thinks he is, sir. Who do you want to speak to?
Can you put that black man on the phone, please? I had a question for him.
How do you know that the man is black that you were speaking to, sir?
I can hear it in his voice.
You can hear that he was black in your voice?
Yeah.
In his voice?
It registered on the
computer. I can also hear that you're incredibly ignorant and disgustingly stupid.
Oh,
so
you're
I'm
disgusting.
Hang up the phone
I
on
can
you.
Hear you're a woman. You got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good evening, sir. I can hear you're menstruating.
Oh, thank you.
I can
thank
hear
you.
It over the phone.
I can smell
it. I'm sure. And I'm sure that your mom can hear your stupid ass.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like when you menstruate.
Fog.
Fog.
Fog. I don't know why this... having real problems with this fucking sound effect.
God damn this burger.
It's in one ear. Why? There it goes. Now it's fixed. I had a button pushed down.
Button. You got the button.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you for calling.
Please wait. You are being transferred to
the
operator.
This isn't the kind of service I was expecting after seeing this in that movie. This hotel. This fine hotel.
Thank you for calling the Bowser. Can I speak? I'm ready to make a call.
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Someone's taking our shit.
Hey, boy, that just does it. Somebody says I'm really quiet, Reefer Madness. Am I quiet to y'all?
Not anymore. You were a little bit there.
Oh, maybe I just moved the mic away when I was doing something.
Maybe. Hey, Matt, you need credit repair.
Oh, wait, I am real. Hang on.
All right.
Hey, is this a whole new thing?
What new thing?
Now, is it way louder?
I jacked it.
It was all the way loud.
Oh, wow.
We're quiet. Now it's all
Thank you for
loud.
Calling creditrepair.com. Unfortunately, we are unable to serve your state of residence. However, we proudly...
All right. Whatever that means.
No, I'm fine. Oh, no. It was turned all the way down.
The number you have dialed
come on,
is...
Matt. Let's go. Come on.
Holding the burger,
thank
so
you.
I can't clap.
Hours are 9 a.m., 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Eastern Time.
Oh, they're closed, Parkman. They're closed, Parkman. Come on, man.
Look, I've used my onion ring count.
Where'd you go, Burger King? Where'd your or your mom went, obviously?
Oh, no, I ordered it from a place called Busy Burger.
Oh, yeah? They deliver to your place? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll be sure to call them.
Thank you for calling WABC-TV, ABC 7 in New York. Our regular office hours are 9 a.m. Yeah. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. To report a breaking news story...
Wait while I transfer your call.
He's loud. He's got some pipes on him. Have you heard that?
Yeah. I'm in the news.
Yeah, I got some breaking news I just saw.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a man, Matt Haylock. He was inside the Lowe's. The Lowe's home repair, home improvement.
Who was?
Matt Haylock was there.
Who is that?
He's this alcoholic guy, and he went in there. He went to the bathroom.
Okay.
I have audio of it right here. How much can you pay me for this?
I just pulled the Dumb and Dumber move.
Thank you for calling WAB.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Look at the fun bags on that hose hound. They did that.
Aww.
I love going on it with my fake Lenny account now and hitting on guys with it, making them really uncomfortable. Like the black dudes would be on there like talking mad shit, and then I'll be on there with the Lenny account and be like, "Oh, you look as sexy as fuck right now." Like, "Who is this gay motherfucker on my live?" And they're like, they'll just start fucking going full bore, like just crazy as hell.
Yeah, they get mad. They get mad.
That's the burger you and I ordered from.
Oh, okay. I'll be sure to make it so they don't ever deliver to you again. No.
I
like this place because they got pizza pops though.
Pizza pops?
Pizza pops.
Oh, pops. You know, I saw those on the menu this weekend. I almost ordered it. I don't know what the... Yeah, it was like... Like
it's
big
just a
pizza
fried,
roll.
It's just like... It's like a... Like, you know, like a Totino's pizza roll, kind of. Like
your call has been forwarded to an...
One of those fried.
Oh, I don't know if I want that then. It's selling for $12.99. They were expensive, like $12.99. Like, I could buy a pizza for that.
Oh, no. They're like $3-4 at Chicago hot dog places.
Is it sort of like a calzone?
Yeah, but really grimy and stupid.
Really grimy and stupid.
I like them. I mean, they're shit. They're just fried, like, frozen garbage. But, yeah.
Delicious.
Somebody look up. Pizza pup. Dude, they're good as fuck.
Well, yeah, I don't know if they're like that here, like the Pennsylvania pizza puff. I don't know. They were selling pizzas for $11.99 starting out, and the pizza puffs were $12.99. I was like, the fuck? Like,
I wouldn't even... I've never got one of the pizza places. Always like hot dog or hamburger places where they just, you know, fry up garbage.
Right. Well, I'm guessing it's got to be a lot of pizza puffs for that, or they're just different and bigger than
no,
what
I think
like
it's...
looks like an egg roll.
I think it's a calzone, probably that place. Like, being it's a pizza store.
Well, no, they call it a pup. But they have calzones and strombolis on there, too. I thought the same thing, but I looked into this, Matt. Come on, man.
Okay, I feel you, man.
You got to work with me here. Come on.
Welcome. Man. This service is provided by Freecon.
Call him and ask what the hell a pizza pup is.
I want to close this lady with the client.
Please announce
Are you
yourself.
Not gonna call her back?
I tried to call her and went to her voicemail.
Oh, I can write a comment. She allows comments on here.
Hello?
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Hi, can you hear me? I'm sorry, should I be muted? I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, well, no.
Oh, shit!
I apologize for not getting... Oh, okay.
Muted.
Star 6 is the...
Okay, I'm muted, everyone, and this is the moderator. I apologize for coming in late. I was signing in, and I couldn't get in to the right
phone number.
Code here. Yeah. But let's get started. Hold on one second. And it looks like I have an old script as well. So that doesn't help.
Said I want some stinky
clams. Unmuted. Okay. So... whoever keeps talking, I muted the line, so, okay.
Muted.
Okay, so I muted everyone, and yes, we're going to get started.
Yeah. The host has muted the conference.
Aww.
This line but cannot be unmuted.
Stay on, I'm going to pop
unmute themselves a lot.
I'm
okay.
going to call her cell phone.
She might unmute it. She might unmute
it. What are these conferences about?
Overeaters
and
Anonymous.
If you... That was 116. Oh, that's the right one. Okay. And if you need to send me a message, it sounds like there's some activity on the line. My phone number's. Okay. So let's take a moment of silence to meditate and invite God into our meeting. And then we're going to follow that with the serenity prayer.
This could take forever.
Serenity.
The host has muted the conference. This line cannot be unmuted.
The courage to change the things I can, and the.
I'll just have to come back or something. I don't know, man.
Hey, I commented. I want some stinky clams on that video, and then Billy Lucas says, "Yeah, Matt needs to be blocked."
Oh,
they're like they're making a big stink about me. Block this guy, please. They're like they're freaking out.
They think you're the guy.
I know. I want some stinky clams. They're like. It's so funny. Who's this guy, Billy Lucas, some guy in here?
Oh, my God. He's a bitch.
Yeah, right.
Are there any more overeaters, or I'm going to go? Were there any more you said at 7:30, or is it just one? Like...
Yeah, there's more, but I'm muted.
Yeah, give me another one. We'll do one more real quick. You got a dope beat. I got a dope beat. We got a dope beat.
I got banned from the chat.
Oh, can you watch this though?
Yeah. Are you gonna fuck with it?
Well, I mean, she won't pick up. She's gonna straight the voicemail. I tried her again earlier. All right, we got the overeaters. Let's do it. Last one, right here. Last one.
Welcome. This service is provided by Free Conference Call. Access code or phone number you have dialed is incorrect. Please check your credentials and access code or phone number you have dialed is incorrect.
Nope.
All right, hang on.
It looked formatted a little funny.
There we go.
It's gonna be in Spanish.
It's a Spanish.
1, 2, 3 is most definitely quality.
Welcome. This service is provided by freeconferencecall.com. Access code or phone number you have dialed is incorrect. Please check your credentials and try again. Access code or phone number you have dialed is incorrect. Please check your credentials.
Maybe something's messed up on my end, too, you know.
And there's no Sex Anonymous until midnight. So.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
That's when the sexing happens.
That's apparently. The witching hour.
Yeah. That's when they lose control.
Welcome.
Call
this
the first
service
one
is provided.
See if they took it off the move.
Muted.
Purpose, that of carrying the message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. This is our primary spiritual work. Our job as a group
unmuted
is to learn about and work the steps. It's been our experience that working the steps consistently provides us with a better standard of life, and we consider all else to be an outside issue. And this includes personal problems. The proper venue for sharing such problems is with a sponsor. This is, after all, where real recovery takes place in working the steps with a sponsor. Okay, so what we're going to do for the first few minutes here, we're going to go through the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're going to qualify it. And so what we're going to do, so if you don't have a big book and you want to follow along, what you can do is you can go to AA.org and you can download it. I think someone is unmuted, so you're being real funny.
Muted.
Okay, so I'm muted the line, And whether it's someone by accident or intentional, what's going to happen is I'm going to unmute the line again. And if we disturb this again, I'm going to lock the line. So, sorry.
We're going to make it count.
The line's going to be locked. And all that's going to be heard is my voice. So, we're going to try this one more time. And if we do this again, the line's going to be locked. And it's real simple. So, and it'll be very boring. You can't hassle this meeting. So.
Unmuted.
Fatty.
Muted. Unmuted.
Lock the line, okay, bitch. We ain't scared.
We don't give a shit,
fatty,
bitch.
Fatty eats too much. Fatty eats
muted.
Okay. So
it had already beat us to it.
Lock
funny.
The line for a few minutes. And, a
few minutes.
Then what will happen is at halftime here, we will...
It's going to be the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, I cut her off.
You guys ever see Little Britain, Fat Fighters?
I've seen some Little Britain. I don't know if I've seen that one.
All right.
We could watch it on TC or something later.
I'm going to go. I want to thank everyone who joined me tonight.
Today. Geez, man. I'm
yes,
hang
go!
Around for a while. I don't think I can broadcast on my own, though, but I'll just hang around.
Thank you, Corey.
Hey, it was nice having you on, Recluse. It's been a long time. We'll say thanks to... Who was on? Dark Stranger, Matt, Dwight was on. Was
look my tits.
Did I miss someone?
Okay.
I think I'm missing someone, right?
Evil Artie.
Evil Artie was on, that's right. I said Dark Stranger already, so yeah, fuck it. Okay, well, thanks for being on there, gentlemen.
Hey, happy
peace
later.
Out, everybody. Thanks for letting
me. I'll hang around if anybody wants to stay here with me.
Edward.